Good evening, Broncos fans. Wednesday night here in New Jersey. Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks again for joining us. Hope you enjoyed that tilt from New York City behind us again here on the shores of the Hudson at the team's Hyatt Regency Team Hotel. Broncos now officially into Super Bowl week with getting into Wednesday, and they brought their pads with them from Denver. Broncos put them on in practice today over at the Jets facility. We'll get into that a little bit later, early on in the day, bright and early at 8 a.m. The entire team went on to the boat next door to the hotel to do press today. It was kind of like media day with less space, believe it or not. The whole team jammed in there. Peyton Manning addressed the press again. We'll get to a lot of his sound tonight here on the show. We get to hear about what Miles and the cheerleaders announced during their press conference. Remember, we teased that last night. They talked about at back in Denver before coming out here to Super Bowl 48. But want to start with something we talked about in our tease this afternoon, and we're fortunate enough to get this afternoon. We talked to Broncos boss John Elway. John is here, and remember, it was a very long off season for everyone at the Broncos, but especially for John. He talked about how much that playoff hurt last year, and the team used it for motivation all offseason long. Yesterday, as the Broncos were at Media Day, some players talked about the fact that John took it upon himself and addressed the team way back in the preseason, wanted to send them a message. Again, more on that with our exclusive with John Elway right here. Practicing in pads and shifting back into a normal game week routine Wednesday, the Broncos reviewed and tinkered the game plan for the Seahawks that they installed last week as they move another day closer to Super Bowl 48. It's almost fitting that the Broncos are playing Seattle in MetLife Stadium. They played in MetLife earlier this year and learned a couple of lessons after a preseason loss in Seattle. After that game, football boss John Elway addressed the team as he often does, and this time with a clear message.
I got up and talked to him. I was a little bit frustrated because we'd gotten beaten 40-10 up there in Seattle. We didn't play well. We turned the ball over, and to me it was a matter of, you know, coming off the Baltimore loss, that I didn't care if it was preseason or regular season. You never go someplace and play like we played up in Seattle and really not care about that and say it's okay, because if you're competitive and you want to be, if we want to be as good as we want to be, then that attitude does not transcend to any game. And so, you know, they've done a great job. And from that point on, the concentration level has been great, you know, we've played hard. I told him, I said, we're sitting in this room, we have the potential to be world champions. And, you know, they've taken me the right word, and they've made me right so far.
When the man trying to guide a team back to the Super Bowl has two Super Bowl rings of his own, you listen. Peyton Manning said the message was received loud and clear in the locker room.
John pretty much laid it on us. He was not happy with that game. It was a butt kicking, you know, and whether it's preseason or regular season, he was just sharing his thoughts that won't be accepted under his role as kind of leader of this organization, along with, you know, Pat Bowlen. So I was taking notes, a lot of players were taking notes. He talked about what he thought our potential could be, and didn't want to see that wasted.
Straighten out that left leg.
For what it's worth, considering it was still a preseason schedule, the Broncos won the following week and are now looking for just one more. That's John Elway earlier today at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, where the team is staying. We'll have much more with our talk with John later on in the show. Now, again, back to what the Broncos are here for, Super Bowl 48 Wednesday. Wednesday means a pads day, and for everyone who's covered this team throughout the year, they kind of understand the drill now. The Broncos come out to start practice, have a stretching period, and on Wednesdays, everyone has to leave. They run a period called speedball and then come out and run individual drills. They did just that today at the New York Jets facility. Getting there, it was very cold upon arrival. Players were layering up, and there was a slight breeze, didn't affect practice that much. But again, this is the official football start, like it is every week, for the Broncos getting ready for Seattle. Our Phil Milani has more.
The Broncos back at practice on Wednesday after all of the excitement of arriving here at the Super Bowl and all the hoopla that was media day on Tuesday. The Broncos were back at work on Wednesday, and just like most Wednesdays throughout the regular season and throughout the playoffs, the players were in pads.
Yeah, I mean, we're on a business trip. You know, there's kind of a big event come Sunday, and that's what we're here for. So we've let them enjoy themselves some. Now we're dialing back in, you know, getting back to our preparation.
We've done, you know, been out, dinner, did things, you know, sightseeing, but we're here. This is a business trip. You know, we got a job to do. And the only reason we got on that plane was to come win a game.
Peyton Manning said he knows just how hard it is to get to this game, and from here on out, the main focus must be on Super Bowl preparation. On the offensive side of the ball, Manning said it starts in meeting rooms with coordinator Adam Gase.
Guys have been into practice. They were into it last week. I think last week is a challenge to have good practices because you got stuff going on. People are trying to do tickets and all those kind of things. And our practices were up-tempo. Focused last week, which I was real pleased with as a quarterback, and I certainly expect that same intensity and up-tempo practices to take place starting today. You know, I think that'll be important.
When it comes to preparation, no one is better than Peyton Manning. And when asked about it, he said at times earlier in his career, he was a little robotic, but now he's a lot more human, adding that having kids has a lot to do with that. Outside of the team hotel in Jersey City, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.
That's practice earlier today. The Broncos will practice again Thursday, Friday, likely stick to their routine on Saturday with just a walkthrough. So now just a few days away, and Broncos are making their way through that period of the week when they have so many press obligations, and then it shifts towards more of a regular season routine with getting ready for the game. That means, again, Peyton Manning talked to the press again after that scrum you saw yesterday at media day. Greg Caldwell this morning was over there and was in that interview session with Peyton, and a lot more came out. You know, he's been talking to the press so much this week. He's talked about Seattle. He's talked about how tough this week has been, but now it's getting a little more pointed, talking about the opponent and his relationship with Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll.
Quarterback Peyton Manning held court for nearly 45 minutes today. Among the topics broached in the media session was his relationship with Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. Carroll was the head coach of the then division rival New England Patriots during Manning's first two seasons with the Indianapolis Colts. But it was from Carroll's time with the USC Trojans that Manning had the fondest memory.
He actually did a pretty cool thing for me one time. I was in Los Angeles during the summer in June, and I had some kind of commitment there, and I needed to work out, and so I called over to Southern Cal's football offices, got a hold of Coach Carroll, and asked if his receivers and quarterbacks were throwing that day, could I come over and join the throwing session, because I was, you know, getting ready for training camp.
When Manning got there, he expected to find a typical Trojans practice, but instead he said he found 8 wide receivers, 4 running backs, and 4 tight ends ready to run a Peyton Manning practice.
I said, all right, what routes do y'all want to run? He said, no, Coach Carroll said, we're going to throw whatever routes you want to run. This is going to be your workout. And that's about as good a treatment as you could get, you know, for a kind of a visitor to a different team. Of course, my allegiance is always to the University of Tennessee, but on that day, Southern Cal helped me out.
From a favor from head coach Pete Carroll to preparing to face his team in the Super Bowl, Manning said he's taken time this week to reflect on just how far he's come from a 2011 season that he missed due to a neck injury until now. And he said a lot of that reflection has come from his relationship with his brothers Eli and Cooper Manning.
My brother Cooper dealt with neck surgeries and injuries as a high school and college player and had to give up football. So that made a big impact on my life. And so I remember at the time when Cooper got injured, they sort of did a little test on me and Eli. You know, I would have been a junior in high school. Eli probably would have been a sixth grader or something. And they said that our necks weren't picture perfect. You know, didn't look ideal, but we were still, it was stable enough to keep playing football. Cooper had to give up playing football. So in some ways, when I had my neck problems, I kind of thought maybe I've been on kind of borrowed time this entire time, and I was kind of fortunate to have 20 years of health to play football. So if that was going to be the end of it because of a neck injury, I really, believe it or not, had a piece about it.
Of course, on his next doctor checkup, the doctor told him his neck was secure, and the rest is history. He chose the Broncos, he returned to MVP form, and now he's 4 days away from Super Bowl 48. For Broncos TV, I'm Gray Caldwell.
Gray, thank you again. Earlier today, as the Broncos just keep on plowing through all those media sessions, media availabilities, and again, getting this much closer to Super Bowl 48 against Seattle. Plenty more to go tonight on Broncos TV Live from New York, including more from John Elway. We'll be right back.
Hey Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
The Outlaws, Denver's professional outdoor lacrosse team, plays here this summer at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Season tickets are on sale now and start at just $88 for 8 home games, including the Mile High 4th of July, the best fireworks in town. Visit DenverOutlaws.com or call 303-OUTLAWS for more info. Denver Outlaws Lacrosse. We play to win.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live, presented by Prime Sport. Now, as you know, the Broncos flew out here on Sunday, and so did a whole lot of essential personnel staff. The trainers, the football video staff, the operations staff, the equipment staff, everyone that needs to keep the team on their feet, keep them suited, get them going throughout the week. But tomorrow, a whole lot more staff will come out, and really, it's what's making this week so exciting for everyone who is a part of the Denver Broncos organization. We're fortunate enough to be here and cover this game for the Broncos. But last night, back home in Denver, Miles, the mascot, cheerleaders held a press conference. We talked about it in last night's show. Again, the cheerleaders will be able to get to come out here to the Super Bowl and support this team the way they have all season long. Here's what they said last night back in Denver.
Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. We just wanted to allow the media an opportunity to interview some of our cheerleaders, Thunder and Miles, about our trip to the Super Bowl. The Broncos cheerleaders, we leave on Thursday. Miles also leaves on Thursday. Thunder leaves on Thursday. And Sharon leaves on Wednesday to kind of prepare the way for Thunder when we go out there. It was so exciting to receive the news from the NFL that they would allow Thunder to do some of his game day duties at the Super Bowl. He will get to lead the team out for our player intros, which is very exciting. And after the Broncos score, he will have modified duties in the end zone. So we're just so excited to get everybody out there. Everyone loves the horse.
We're very proud of the heart and the dedication that the whole team has put in the entire season. We as a cheerleading group have a similar season with maybe a month and a half off, so we've been working hard since auditions in May. The whole organization has had this goal in mind all year. I think we're all definitely excited for game time, but the prep beforehand, getting to take a family member on behalf of Mr. Bolin, we're very glad to have a family member there to experience this with us. And obviously dancing on the field as a group, we can't wait to show our stuff and help the boys on to victory.
Right before we go out on the field for the actual game, we do have a team circle. It's such a special moment where we get to share inspirational stories with each other, encourage each other to go out and challenge ourselves to do our very best on game day, and have a team prayer to, you know, obviously wish us all the best, wish our troops the best that are serving for our country, wish our players the best, and always a win at the game.
Well, of course, we're packing our chaps and hoping that we can be in our chap uniform, but we're preparing for the worst, you know, wearing our ski suits, our blue royal jacket sponsored by Obermeyer, and our ski pants, boots, hats, gloves. I mean, this is nothing new for us being in Denver.
We're training and growing up. You never in a million years think that you're going to go to the Super Bowl. You know, we're all, I speak on behalf of all 26 women, when we're just blessed to be a member of this team, let alone dance at one game a season. And we're always lucky to dance at 10. And now here we are going to the big game. So being a Colorado native, my family's still in shock. My mother's going to be with me on the trip, and she, like, is still crying when I asked her 4 days ago. So it's, you can't put into words. You train so hard and you work so hard your whole life, and we're going to fly to New York and represent our city and state, and it's just unbelievably humbling.
So there you go. Some news back in Denver. Miles, the cheerleaders, and Thunder coming out to New York to celebrate with the rest of the organization. That's great news. And when they do get here, we will have some of the cheerleaders here on Broncos TV Live from New York tomorrow night. But still, tonight now, joined again by Connor McGahee, who has been out and about all afternoon, literally just got here and got in the chair and has been outside for an hour and a half. Connor, a busy day. I guess we're going to start with the fact that I guess we got to do some more to get the Empire State Building turned orange.
I do have some good news here on this, Chris, and that good news is that on the way in here, just came from New York City, it is blue and orange on the Empire State Building tonight. So that's good news for Broncos fans, although we can't stop there. We have to continue to tweet, hashtag who's going to win, use hashtag Broncos and Denver Broncos, anything of that sort in your tweets. But best way to do it, who's going to win with the hashtag, hashtag Broncos as well, and that will generate that orange color we want to see on the top of the Empire State Building. And it is that, as we speak, right this second in New York City, yes, the Empire State Building is blue and orange. Now, before we did that today, we've been all over the place, but in Hoboken, New Jersey, just up the street from where we are in Jersey City here at the Hyatt Regency, is the home of Cake Boss. And so Buddy Velastro, him and his family, run these incredible bake shops. It's called Carlo's Bake Shop. And this week they're doing specialty NFL and Super Bowl cakes. And the process in which they bake these is unbelievable. They were very welcoming. And we found Broncos fans inside Carlo's Bake Shop. Let's take a look. Everybody knows Cake Boss, don't they? Well, we are inside where the magic begins from Buddy Velasco. And it's an NFL-themed week here as they start to bake cakes and cookies and all sorts of things. Going to bring in Adam, who is the brand manager for Carlo's Bake Shop. World famous now, isn't it?
It's world famous in 192 countries right now, which is ridiculous.
Tell us what you're doing special for Super Bowl week.
So this week is we're doing three massive cakes, one for the Taste of the NFL, which is our fourth year doing it, kind of New York, New Jersey-themed cakes, 5,000 cannolis for them. I think for the Taste of the NFL, we're doing about 2,000 pieces of cake. We got a whole bunch of private parties that we're doing.
So this is Diana, and they got a special order for that thing. It's a 12th man jersey, but Diana was convinced that somebody else was going to win the Super Bowl, so secretly...
It's not finished yet, but guess whose name is going to be on there?
Manning!
Thousands of cookies, hundreds of cakes for customers in the store, so it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck this week for the Super Bowl.
Well, Super Bowl week is cold, but it's also sweet for the Denver Broncos. Carlo's Bake Shop, Buddy Velastro and company... And there seem to be pretty big Broncos fans there making some of the best cakes and cookies and pastries in the world. And things are cold but sweet here on the shores of the Hudson River as well, Chris.
More miles on that rental car. Connor, thank you. We got one more segment left here on this very chilly Broncos TV Live from New York. And we'll send you to break with a little bit more from that interview earlier today. We'll be right back.
It's really been great. I think that, you know, this whole week has been concentrated on trying to silence all the noise out there. And you know, we're all proud to be here, but realize we still have a lot of work to do. And hopefully we can get a win on Sunday.
Hey Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos. Not getting enough Broncos in your life? Be sure to download the free Broncos mobile app. It's all things Broncos at your fingertips 24/7. Get live game updates, exclusive Broncos media content, team stats and injury updates, and even keep track of your fantasy football team. Use it on game days at Sports Authority Field at Mile High with a new Wi-Fi system available for Verizon Wireless customers to search concession options, listen to 850 KOA radio feed, access video replays, and watch the post-game press conference live. It's a must-have for fans that bleed orange and blue. Download today at BroncosMobile.com.
Broncos fans hoping that we can run best day of my life just one more time. Broncos getting ready for the Super Bowl back here on Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. Now, at the beginning of the show, we showed you a little bit of our sit-down interview with John Elway. Now, no one's been looking forward to this week like the players and coaches, as John has. It's really been such a long off season. John's been through a lot this year trying to take care of a team that had to play without its head coach for four games. John, the personnel staff, we've talked this week on a couple of these shows how they brought in free agents to help the Broncos get past the hurdle they couldn't get past last year. Here's more from our one-on-one with John Elway earlier today.
John, I remember when you came in talking about where you wanted the Broncos to get back to. Here we are now, Wednesday of the week, with the Broncos getting ready to play the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. What's it been like for you to get to that opportunity Mr. Bowen was hoping you could get this team to?
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, it's really been great. I think that, you know, this whole week has been concentrated on trying to silence all the noise out there. And you know, we're all proud to be here, but realize we still have a lot of work to do. And hopefully we can get a win on Sunday. I mean, that's what it's all about, because it's a long fall if we can't. But to be world champions would be great, not only for this football team, but also to be able to do it for Pat.
The Broncos are heading to New York.
13-3. Again, here you are. Have you taken any moments to step back and think about, considering what this team endured all season long with the roster you and the staff built, the help you needed with the injuries, where you are? Have you taken at least a moment to appreciate that, even though there's still one game left?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you do that a little bit. And I'm very proud of this team and what they've done. They've been through a lot. There's been a lot of things that have happened. John missing 4 weeks with the heart problem, and then, you know, Von Miller and the different things, the different distractions that we've had during this year. This team has done a tremendous job of keeping focused. The injuries, the people that we've lost, the guys have stepped in and lived up to the expectations of whoever they're filling in for. So, that's a big reason why this team is here. You know, they're not only talented, but they've been mentally tough this whole year, kept focused on what they want, and that's to be world champions. And so they've done so well up to this point in time. I'm just hoping they've saved the best for last.
Six-man pressure. Peyton throws home run. He's got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with the touchdown, and there's the record.
When Peyton Manning came to Denver, you made it clear you want him to go down and finish as one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in history. A win on Sunday would add to that. You're getting to watch this next phase of his career as a former quarterback. What's it been like to watch Peyton go through not just this season, but even this week, how he's preparing for a Super Bowl?
Well, number one, I'm thrilled for him to have the year that he had. It's the best year a quarterback's ever had, especially statistically. But you look at all the different things that he does for this football team, it's been amazing. And so I'm thrilled for him. That's why I hope that we're able to play our best game and get a Super Bowl win. And, you know, it's a big win for Peyton, but it's also a big win for the Broncos. And I think that the legacy that Peyton has, this would just add to that. But he has been had a tremendous year. He's been a tremendous asset to the Denver Broncos since he came here 2 years ago.
Football Wednesday, let you get out of here on this one. Football Wednesday, the charades that come along with going to a Super Bowl should end. And now with a padded practice today, back into a normal routine, how important is that now? And it kind of gets you a little closer to actually getting to this game.
Yeah, and this is the exciting time. I mean, I think it's good for the players to get here. We got in on Sunday, so it's good for the players to get here, get a feel for everything, go through media day. Enjoy everything about the bigness of the Super Bowl? But, you know, when you're as a player now, it's finally you get back into the routine. As you said, you start getting back into football. We start concentrating on the Seahawks and start focusing in on that game on Sunday. And ultimately, that's what we're here for. So as a player and the guys are, they're focused and ready to get going and start practicing again.
That's John Elway. He admitted he was fighting a cold, but he still is having a good time here in New Jersey. So now from one great quarterback who everyone knows about to another really good high school quarterback who most people think has only played safety, Mike Adams, who's been on the Broncos now, playing a key role with the injuries that have affected the back end of this defense. He is one of many who are from New Jersey. Our cameras caught up with Mike, who knows this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is soaking in every moment.
It can get overwhelming because that's where I won my first high school title, right in that stadium. Well, it's new now, but at Giant Stadium. And now I'm going home where all my family can see and watch. It's been 10 years, 10 long years just to get to this point.
I sort of met Mike as a young kid and just sort of told him, keep your nose clean. But he really didn't emerge as a great athlete until probably somewhere in his beginning of his senior year. He never wanted to be a running back or anything, so I made him a quarterback because he was a valuable asset to our team at that time, and we needed him. Reluctantly, 5 days before our first game, he comes in and finally decides that he's going to do it and gets his head on straight and does it. Ends up winning our first game with a last-minute touchdown pass, and then from there it just sort of blossomed and took off.
One, I was probably the best quarterback there was at the time. That's
he took me on my wing. I didn't have a father growing up, and like he shaped me in ways that I didn't think And I asked him questions, he answered, and he gave it to me straight. And it was a whole, it was great. Like, he's a great dude, you know, and I tip my hat off to him because, you know, not too many people care as a coach.
You know, part of somebody's life, you know, you got to stick with them. You got to back them up. You know, you got to tell them when it's wrong, and you got to step on them and tell them the things that he needs to do. I'm a coach, you know, and if you're not doing it the way the coach wants it done, then I'm going to say something. And we always had that relationship. So.
He's just a dynamic personality, and but people, I don't think, unless, you know, I was born and raised in Patterson, different part of Patterson, but it is a rough city, and it's hard for kids to come out of there like Michael has, and every step of the way, even when he was in college. So I think that's really important that people know that it wasn't just, oh, he wanted to do this and it happened. And I mean, the perseverance that he has is unbelievable.
10 years of hard work.
There's a star someplace with his name on it because he was under that star for the last 15 years of his life because things have really turned around for him. He made a lot of that happen because he did the right things. And that's what makes you so proud, Mike.
That's safety Mike Adams, who, after beating the Patriots, joked that the Broncos win the Super Bowl, he just won't even change. He'll take his cleats, he'll leave on his pads, and he'll walk back home to Patterson, New Jersey. That's going to do it for those of us here at Broncos TV Live from New York tonight. We have so much left this week as the Broncos get a little bit closer to Super Bowl 48. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great night.